Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Stephanie Steelman is here, ladies and gentlemen. Stephanie is, she's called the Entrepreneur Selling Mentor. She's had a career of selling and a very successful career in selling, and she's learned a few things, and she's here to teach us some of those things. In fact, she put that wisdom and those experiences and those practices into a book called The Effortless Yes, Demystifying the Selling Process. Julie Steelman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here, Julie. Thank you for being part of our day. One of the things you, when you talk about the effortless yes, now, a lot of people selling out there, and I've been in sales all my life, and sometimes it's effortless and, you know, things click, sometimes not so much. How do we make those times when it's not so much, how do we make those effortless?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I know most people don't put the word effortless in sales in the same sentence. So I hear you. There's those times when it's effortless and everything works out and it's all lining up. And I think the thing is that there really isn't such thing as no with no explanation. I think that you have to always understand your customer's point of view and what their needs are and where they're coming from, and apply what you know about your product or service to those needs they have, mm-hmm. and paint the picture for them. And if someone says, well, you know, that's too expensive, or I don't really understand how that would help me, that's not the time to bail on the conversation. Mm-hmm. That's actually when you roll up your sleeves and get busy. Now, some sales get made quicker than others, and some take longer, and I don't think any of it has to be a struggle. I think you just always have to stay in tune with your customer and really understand what they're asking you and read between the lines and understand what they're not asking you and help them through that decision-making process.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you approach it that way, that's how it becomes effortless. You have to stay in the game with them long enough to finish to help them make that decision.
So what you should be doing, folks, is working on the effortless yes by trying to prevent the effortless no.
Exactly.
Because if customers are giving you, if a prospect is giving you what's, and I think you know, I like the way you phrase this this little dance between the customer and the salesperson. Julie, if the customer seems to be saying no effortlessly, then I think you're not asking the right questions. What do you think? Or at least not asking them the right way.
I think that's a great point. Some people, it's not for them, whatever it is that you're selling. And I think you have to be really clear about who it's not for. And when you're hearing them say no, is it no but or no because? If it is, then they're actually not really saying no. Mm-hmm. They're saying no to something they don't understand, and it's your job to figure out what that is and to shift that understanding.
Well, and they
no,
may be,
I really don't want it.
They may be saying no because, like you said, they don't understand. They haven't figured out how you connect with them, and they're just saying no because that's their defense. And so it's your job to make sure. And one of the things that I always tried to tell myself to have whenever I'd have a word with myself, Julia, and when I'm getting ready to make a pitch to someone, make a call on somebody, visit with them, is I would say, okay, make sure you give these people the maximum opportunity to do business with you. And that puts, uh-huh. that puts the responsibility squarely between my eyes. What do you think?
I I couldn't agree with you more. You have to take the responsibility, and you have to understand that as the seller, you're actually the leader in the relationship and assume that leadership role. This is not something you're doing to somebody. It's something you're doing with somebody.
Right.
And adopt that attitude of partnership, and it will change the game for you.
If you're really good, if you really get good, you'll know that this is not a prospect for you before the prospect knows. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more about that. You definitely want to know what is your sweet spot and who do you best serve, because they bring out the best in you and they mm-hmm. will use your product or service in the way that benefits them the most, and really start to understand who that person is, because then it'll be easier for you to discern, am I barking up the wrong tree or is this person really the right prospect?
Right. Well, and the thing is if you can get to that level of expertise, and you're able, before the customer, before the prospect does, to say, you know, you've answered my questions very well, and I appreciate that very much. It sounds like maybe, at least today, we don't have a basis for doing business. But then, by saying that first, instead of them saying, look, it's time for you to leave, if by saying that first, then you can say something like, but you know what? There's a lot of time left as we live our lives, and you know, things can change. But in the meantime, what can I do to help you? What do you think, Julie?
See, I think this is brilliant, because the whole point of my book and the whole point of sales is to leave relationships intact,
mm-hmm.
and that the relationship comes first, and it's about dealing human to human, not pitch to money. Right?
Right.
Like, I look at myself as a pitch and you're a source of money. Mm-hmm. That's the wrong way to look at it. And that's when it gets icky and sticky and awkward, and why most people don't like selling. And it's really about developing a relationship. And if it's not the right fit for you both, I can't tell you how much respect you will earn if you're the first one that says it.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be so happy to refer you to somebody.
Bingo.
Or to say, you know, I'm writing that guy's name down, because when things change or we get our budget back, I'm calling him first.
Or what you've got to do when you look at a customer, a prospect, I should say, a suspect, you should say, okay, I'm going to find out how I can make this relationship be a good deal for both of us, and it might not be a sale. It might be a referral, and if it is, I'll be okay with that. What do you think, Julie?
I think you have to be willing to say, in order to get the most business and the right clients who will pay you what you ask, mm-hmm. you have to be willing to say no or understand which customers are not meant to be your customers at
right.
this moment.
Yeah, well said. Give us your website, please, Julie.
JulieSteelman.com.
STEELMAN. And check it out. You can find her book there. Also, wherever books are sold, the book is The Effortless Yes. She says, Julie says, that you and I have a selling archetype. We're going to ask her to explain herself after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.